This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3JOY from Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. Adelaide Sleazeball heads behind bars this year. The old Adelaide Jail is the venue for the November 21 feature event of Adelaide's Feast Festival. With local and interstate DJs, artists and dancers, the dance party is set to rock the jail. Feast Festival celebrating Adelaide's GLBTIQ community.
Meantime, partygoers at Sydney's Sleazeball last week are still fuming over police handling of the event. Around 200 complaints have been made to New Mardi Gras as officers took over-the-top security measures. Sydney Star's Andrew Potts says police were in and outside the venue.
Got to the front entrance only to be met with a gauntlet of sniffer dogs. And despite everyone getting sniffed on the way through, dogs were then taken through the entire party. They were even taken on the dance floor.
Britain's National Health Service is reviewing the lifetime ban on blood donations from men who've had sex with another man. Since 1985, only two patients in the UK have contracted HIV from infected blood. Countries including New Zealand, Spain, Italy, Japan and Australia have recently overturned lifetime bans and allow gay men to donate in certain circumstances.
A Melbourne pastor at a Pentecostal church is hoping to change the perception that GLBTI people aren't welcome in the Christian faith. It's been revealed Rob Buckingham received a standing ovation after a sermon calling for the church to embrace gays and lesbians. He's argued that greater focus be put on other passages of scripture which talk about God's love for all people.
US President Barack Obama has signed into law the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Introduced into the Senate by the late Senator Edward Kennedy, the bill is the first specifically pro-gay piece of legislation to pass Congress since the Stonewall riots in 1969. The law makes it illegal to assault anyone based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Still in the US, Maine is looking to find the answer to its referendum on gay marriage. Money is being thrown around in ad campaigns before voters go to a public ballot in a referendum called Question One.
Raymond and Rodney are very special. They have a beautiful home, a loving home. My grandchild, he's safe there and they take good care of him. Isn't that what it's all about?
Voting is now underway.
Scholastic, publisher of children's and young adult books, apparently took it on itself to censor gay storylines. Love Your Bunches, a kid's book where a character has two lesbian mums, was not included in the publisher's popular book fairs, and the author was asked to make the character straight if she wanted in. Outraged parents, gay and straight, have berated the publisher, causing it to deny censorship and agree to include the book in its fairs.
A census on Kenya's gay population looks like going ahead, even though being a homosexual is illegal in the country. In a bid to better inform the nation on HIV, the survey will be the first of its kind in Africa, despite the threat of jail for coming out. Head of AIDS Prevention Program Dr. Nicholas Maruguris told the BBC they need accurate numbers to make progress.
A lot of people who are gay not openly acknowledge their situation or sexual orientation. So we are going to use a different method that we're going to use the networks of gay population.
And briefly in other news, Germany's new centre-right coalition has taken office, including the openly gay Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle. Gay website Same Same is accepting nominations for its 25 most influential gay and lesbian Australians list, and Out Black founder, Indigenous leader and gay activist Ron Johnson has died suddenly at age 52.
To QNN Sport, one of America's best NFL players is facing the music over making gay slurs. Larry Johnson's been given a two-week suspension by the Kansas City Chiefs and could lose over $500,000 in US wages. 16,000 groups will come under the new guidelines, which include anti-discrimination on the basis of sex and gender.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Portions of this broadcast have been compiled with the help of Doug Pollard. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.